It will make for a wonderful satellite field day and allow many ARRL clubs to get their bonus points more easily. If you are an ARRL member, be sure to take a look at the April 2025 issue of QST on pages 35 and 36. There's an article on OpenGD77 to flash the firmware on some models of Radio Didi, Bofang, and TYT radios. It has successfully been used on an Anytone 878UV2+. This firmware upgrade invalidates all FCC certifications. Be sure to back up the current firmware so you will be able to restore the radio to original functionality. The firmware will allow screens that show polar view graphic, satellite individual predictions, a satellite alarm, and ability to upload KEPS to the radio. Thanks to QST for this story and David WA1EAW. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. April 18th and the 19th, the Worldwide Holy Land Contest. That's CW and Phone. On April 19th, the ES Open HF Championship, CW and Phone. April 19th as well, the QRP to the field, CW Phone. April 19th of the 20th, the CQMMDX Contest. That's CW. Also on April 19th through the 20th, the Nebraska QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And the Michigan QSO Party, CW and Phone. And the EAQRP CW Contest, that is CW. And the Ontario QSO Party, CW and Phone. April 20th through the 21st, the Run for the Bacon QRP Contest, that's CW. April 21st, the 7DARC Easter Contest, CW and Phone there. April 22nd through the 23rd, the 222 MHz Spring Sprint, CW Phone and Digital. And on April 24th, the RSGB 80-meter club championship, that is digital as well. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information.